Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen Petick joining us here for the Grain Market Analysis. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Dustin. A little better this morning now that I looked at the new weather forecast.
You know, part of me is like, oh, good grief. We just had 60s, almost 70s last weekend. Can we not have the snow? But then part of me is like, yeah, just let it dump 15 inches. I don't want to get out of the house. Just let's let it go one more time, you know. But
yeah,
I'm sure kids don't like hearing that it's going to be less.
Looked a little less this morning.
So yeah, yeah.
We'll be good. I guess you can't... You can't win them all, you know. You can't not have the snow and then get the markets to rally in the same day, I guess.
No, apparently not. Things not looking good out there. What's going on?
No, it's a little more negative here this morning. It's been, you know, especially on the bean side, it's been a little negative all week there, Dustin. I think technicals, you know, towards the end of last week when we reversed a little lower, that put some of the technicals in jeopardy there. And on top of that, you know, this morning we're seeing some estimates from USDA, the outlook for them, and where they're sitting on projected acreage. Wasn't a huge deal. They lowered their corn acreage. You know, they're projected maybe up to 91, and they said 90 is where they're sitting there. And on soybeans, projecting a little over 88, and they said 88 is where they're estimating going into that March 31st report. You know, obviously that'll change here in about a month. But just gives the trade a little estimate there. I think the other thing we're watching here this morning is a private estimate out of Brazil came out with a pretty huge bean crop. They're estimating 107.8 million metric tons out of Brazil, and USDA is at 104 right now. So that's a considerable jump. Same with corn. You know, they're estimating Brazilian corn 93 million metric tons due to the early planting in Mato Grosso for the second crop. And USDA is way down at 86.5. So, you know, that's something the trade will watch here going forward as well.
All right. So looking at going forward, what are we going to be watching?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of this negative reaction too, I think the funds got caught a little off guard. You know, maybe the investors that were a little late to the party and buying November beans at, you know, 10:30, or, you know, March beans up in the 10:20 area, 10:30, 10:40 area, you know, they're getting caught underwater now and having to liquidate some of those positions. Same thing on corn. You know, we broke through a couple techs, and it's looking a little more negative where those funds might be selling off here. I think as far as some technical numbers, watch the May. We'll be next week, we'll be switching to the May. Watch about 370 on May corn as support. You know, if you're looking at December corn, 392 and then 390 with resistance up around 4 and then 403 and 3/4. On the bean side, you know, we're going to have to look for support on new crop at 10 and then 995. Resistance, you'll see about 1023. And then if we can make a push, you know, above where we were before, we still have that 1043 in place on the November. You know, just a reminder that March option expiration is tomorrow. So if you have any option positions, make sure you look at those. And then March futures, first notice day is next Tuesday, the 28th. So HTAs or futures positions, make sure you're looking at rolling or pricing those before then.
So. All right, Jalen. Well, I thank you very much for the update, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.